Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet.
I've been waiting so long to say that.
And welcome to, you missed the first 2 hours of the Tadpog podcast.
Oh, man.
It is Original Flavor Wednesday. Yeah, that's what it is. Almost Original Flavor Monday. And I was like, that's not right at all. Original Flavor Wednesday. Mid-December, I believe, is the date today.
Yeah, this is a past cast.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
So, yeah, that started yesterday, didn't it?
It did.
Oh, man.
I believe.
Or maybe not.
Perhaps.
Well, today we are, in the course of Original Flavor Wednesdays, playing through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games. We have made it to number 5, Super Mario World.
In theory. What's up, Jacob?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to...
You need some volume?
I know, could I get a little less volume?
A little less volume?
Yeah, okay. I'm a little bit loud in my speakers.
You know, we've been
put
like...
Put treble in it.
We've been like put doing this for like an hour. You could have said it like before we started doing
I know,
doing
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought that there would be more of an indicator. Sort of forget.
Hey, Jacob's on the show, everybody. Hey, welcome, Jacob.
Hey, guys.
You may know him from pissing a teacher off in Marshall County, the drama teacher.
And then now, first
now
time
I understand
host,
why.
His girlfriend, Galen Crawley.
Hello.
If you didn't recognize that girl's voice, that gave in.
Hey, Galen.
That wasn't Nicole. That, who was that?
It's a young lady.
Oh.
How is Galen the youngest?
How old are you, Galen?
I'm 26.
Nope.
Yes.
Sorry.
So I think, no, I'm fine with that.
I think Nicole still reigns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's pretty close, though.
I'm okay with that.
Are you sure?
No, yeah, totally.
Okay. I mean, because you just said it like a few times. Like,
no, I'm fine with that. The reason I say that is
I'm
because...
I'm fine with it.
I've always tended to hang out with people who are slightly older than me. So usually a big deal is made out of me being the youngest.
Ah.
So I'm like, no, I'm cool. I'm not... My nickname...
I had tons of beers in my life.
No, my nickname at Stone Mountain Park, because I started working at Stone Mountain when I was 16, and my nickname for years was Fetus. Even after I like went to college and came back from college and there were 16-year-old kids working there.
It didn't have anything to do with
my mid-20s. Yes.
Your dietary habits?
To be fair, you're small and red. So
red?
And inside a womb.
And inside a womb
This is a very invasive conversation we're having right now.
All the time.
Transvaginal recording.
Just curled up.
Well, let's be transparent because...
Yeah.
We had the idea, because Jacob came to us with the idea about Super Mario World, like, because it's such a tried and true game that everybody has played, everybody loves.
Everyone's played a Mario game, mm-hmm. a Mario jumping game.
Surely everyone has played a Mario game.
So with Galen, we had a unique opportunity because she had never played a single Mario game in her life.
Nope.
Not a one?
I have played Mario Kart.
All right, fuck it. We're done. Shut it down. Jacob, you fucking liar.
I played like one or two races ever in Mario Kart.
See, I was hoping Jacob would just have been super shocked right then. Like,
what the fuck?
Like, you think you took your girlfriend's virginity, but then she's like, somebody put the head in like once. And then you're like,
just the tip.
Mario Kart, not even once.
Yeah, so like I've like barely ever played any video games ever, and especially had never played the original Mario.
So we were interested to see how your first introduction to that world would be Super Mario World, and see how a complete noob to Mario would react to that game.
Are we jumping right into talking about the game?
But first.
I was going to say, because I believe people have to tell stories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's fucked up is like the whole time we've been recording, I could have spent that time thinking of a story. But I didn't, because I was just enjoying the conversation.
Well,
we're friends.
I actually have a story.
You want to go first?
I will tell a story.
Galen, no.
We'll break.
Tyrone goes first.
Okay.
Then Dave.
Well, I was just going to say, if people like aren't
Waffle Jacob.
If people like aren't fucking prepared, like I have a story, okay?
I'm never prepared.
But it's fine.
So that
I'll
is
wait.
Being prepared
I'll wait.
Me,
it's like. Fine.
I feel like a lot of that was projected at me and it should have been projected at Jacob.
Jacob is blameless.
Wow.
Oh.
That's what's up, you guys.
Wow.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
That's how I do it.
No.
All right.
Always.
She even agrees with how Jacob feels about Steve Martin.
That's
and Chevy
true.
Chase. He's blameless, Galen. He's blameless.
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 I'm your beard host, Tyler. And I had been racking my brain because we've had good response to the Gatsby Girl stories. And I was racking my brain trying to think of one, and I couldn't. I know there, I have plenty, but I'm just drawing a blank. So I got a hold of Brandy Gatsby, and she is a regular listener. And I was like, what is a good story about you, Good Time Gatsby and Pretty Gatsby, that you could tell me that I can retell on the show? And she thought about it for a second, and she's like, okay, I'm kind of uncomfortable about this, so I guess it's probably a good one then. So she tells me this story. So they all started, they were fairly popular in high school, and they started smoking at a pretty young age, like 15, 16, like pretty heavy smokers. But being 15, 16 years old, you can't just go in and buy cigarettes. So they had a special deal worked out in order for them to buy cigarettes.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
Blowjobs.
I was about to say, did it involve a lot of Good Time Gatsby?
Well, it was all of them. All three of them did this. So outside of Gilbertsville, there was a small, really shitty like gas station slash bait shop that is no longer there.
Oh, well, damn it.
It was owned and ran by like one 80-year-old man.
Made entirely of worms.
He was a worm that walks.
A big fucking
oh, Good Time Gatsby.
That's how worms
are you
talk.
Here for more cigarettes?
Let's just recite Men in Black. I think that
from the top.
So when they would go in, like they still had to buy cigarettes, but in order to make him just conveniently forget to ask for ID, they always had to flash him.
No, 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 no.
The children. Oh. Won't somebody think of the children?
Yeah, so like Gatsby's. They have their shiny new driving permits and yeah. They can go into this bait shop.
Oh, wow.
And like grab cigarettes, approach the counter, and this just gnarly 80-year-old man's just staring at them expectantly like, gonna have to ask the question or not.
Oh, God.
So like...
That's awful. Is that how that went down for real? Like, did they go... Because, all right, the tone of this story like completely changes. If they went into the bait shop / gas station, we're like, we're going to get some cigarettes. And I know how we're going to do it. We're going to show our goods. That is one story. The other story is, we really want some cigarettes. We're going to go in and try to buy some.
Well, you know how you got to buy
right,
them.
Right, exactly. Like yeah. One of those stories is markedly darker than the other.
I will say, though, upon the second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth visit, if you're like, well, we're going to show them our tits, and that's just how it's going to go. That, you know.
I don't know. It's still pretty. It's still.
Don't
pretty.
Smoke, kids.
Just don't smoke.
The moral of the story is just don't smoke.
Don't fucking smoke.
Don't fucking it's smoke if you it. Ever have to, like. If you want to show your tits to someone, show your tits to someone. But don't show your tits to someone.
Unless you're 16, don't show
well, see,
them
and
to me.
Like,
I don't want.
None of us want to see your 16-year-old breasts.
I can't carry that shame.
No. Yeah, and none of them, like, you could tell they were 15, 16 years old. None of them were, like, overly developed at a young age. Like, it was clear they were young, underage.
I don't even want to see an 18-year-old's breasts at this point.
Okay, well, let's not go crazy.
I mean, I do, but...
Let's not go crazy, Jacob.
Jacob's like, no, I'm being too moral. Okay, never mind. I can't take it back.
Oh, man. I'm 22, that's my cutoff now.
Well, as long as they say they're 18 on the internet, that's different.
Yeah, very different story.
But I don't know how exactly it started. I just know that was the
I just
routine.
Know how it ended. There used to be a fourth Gatsby.
I imagine like it was probably a mix of both. Like they walked up and he like looks at them, looks at their chest, and then they just like shrug and pull it out. And then he's just like, that'll be $225.
Did the deal stop when they turned 18?
Well, yeah, then they could just buy them, so yeah.
Yeah.
That man hung himself shortly after.
Yeah, that's how a...
Hanged himself, sorry.
That's how a creepypasta story starts.
Yeah. Pasta.
Creepypasta story?
Yeah, like a no-sleep story. Mm. That's how that shit would start, is like, well, we used to go to this guy, and he, you know, we'd have to flash him for cigarettes, and then...
It's definitely...
So you're telling it very sexy, actually. The way you just said it, I felt like...
We'd have to flash him.
Okay, now you're telling it a little darker.
Well, if we go in...
Pull out his 11-inch dick.
Whoa.
I mean, we could get cigarettes from the other gas station.
Show it your tits. Go show me, show it.
He must be appeased.
Salute a little bit. Yeah.
Oh man. Gatsby's. Gatsby's.
Yeah, Western Kentucky.
What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. Man, I used to smoke a lot. I miss that. Sure do. I miss that a lot.
I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you don't anymore.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's good. Because it's a hard thing to do, and congratulations for approaching the hard thing to do.
You went from 60 to zero, like, bam.
I used to smoke a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to smoke very much, that would be the amount that I would say very much. Mm-hmm. I think I've said this on the show before.
You went up a tax bracket when you quit smoking.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because I remember telling you when I quit smoking, we were at something with Miller. And I remember saying, we were sitting down waiting to go in. And you were like, oh, so you quit smoking. I was like, yeah, Nikki and I both quit smoking. And you're like, oh, that's great. I was like, you know what the best thing is? You're like, what? The money. And you're like, what do you mean? It's like, we got like $500 extra a month now. It's ridiculous. Wow. And I remember like your eyes got really big and you were like, that's like a PlayStation 3 on every month. I'll never forget that.
That is how I judge wealth.
I will never forget that. I thought that was hilarious.
What do you make every year? About 300 PlayStation 3s. Oh, man.
And I get all the Kool-Aid I want. I smoked so fucking much. It was ridiculous. And I had, I think I've said this on the show before, but I had my butt cup in the shower. Yeah.
I remember when we would game at your house, like I was fine sitting at your house. Like it would be just me and then a circle of everyone chain smoking around us for like 6 hours while we played D&D. I was fine when I was in it. But then when I would take a step outside and the fresh air would hit me,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, my eyes would just start to, like, bleed.
See, that fresh air is unhealthy.
I remember my mom, like, walking in the house, my mom would just, like, look at me, like, were you at the train yard? What have you been?
Were you buying cigarettes?
Did you show that old man your tits? Damn it.
Yeah,
you're 21. You don't have to do that.
I told you to stay away from him.
You're not the boss of me, Mom. I do what I like.
I show my tits to him. I want to show my tits.
He says
to
I'm pretty. All right, Galen, you have a story?
I have a story. So we're in Paducah.
We're in Reedland.
Well, we're close to Paducah, and there's a big fucking poster.
No,
Paducah
I'm not. No,
on the
I'm like
so
a
here's more what specifically I'm gonna say is in Paducah. I went to college in St. Louis, so I have made the drive from Atlanta to St. Louis a number of times, like, you know, 10 or 15 times. And one of those times, I think it was when my dad was helping me move into my sophomore year dorm, we were heading to Paducah from Atlanta, and we were really hungry and looking for someplace to stop, and we saw a sign for Taco Bell that was like, you know, one of those, oh, get off the highway here and there's going to be a Taco Bell and it's to the left in 0.2 miles. And we're like, great, we love Taco Bell. We pulled off the highway and we followed the direction of the sign and there was no fucking Taco Bell. And we drove back in the other direction and there was no, and we drove around Paducah. We drove around the like off ramp at Paducah for like 25 minutes and
pretty
never
pretty dedicated to this Taco Bell.
Never found the Taco Bell and we're so fucking pissed off.
Still looking for it today.
And to this day, my dad and I have a super huge grudge against Paducah. And anytime it's mentioned in conversation, we go, Paducah. And what you can't see, Radioland, is that I'm gritting my teeth and I'm making a fist with my hand.
I think you expressed it well.
So it is something of a milestone that I am here.
So I know where we're going to eat tomorrow.
I know, exactly. If I would have known that, there would have been like a huge bag of Taco Bell.
I know we're going to every single Taco Bell in the area tomorrow.
But I wouldn't believe that you got it here. I'd be like, you fucking went outside the city limits to get this shit.
You smuggled
this shit in.
But why would you go to Taco Bell when you could go to Taco John's?
Am I right? Come on, Taco John's.
Potato
We need that sponsorship.
No,
come on.
No.
Seriously.
No. That's
100%.
No.
What?
Potato Olays are worth the trip.
It's not even a trip.
Yeah.
They're right down the road.
But like, you know.
I will also say, once in college, I got tacos from Jack in the Box, and that was one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life.
All right, come on.
Horrified.
Now.
No.
Come on now.
It was hard. And I was wasted and high as fuck. And it still tasted terrible.
Well, here's the thing.
Someone might have just shit in your mouth because you were that far gone.
Did you at least get cigarettes? Here's the thing with tacos at Jack in the Box. They're okay as long as you're not expecting tacos.
Because they're not by any stretch.
They're pretty much not tacos.
No, they're not. I don't even know what they are.
Sideways burgers.
They're just. It was an abomination. It was terrible.
I got some beer and I got some frozen peas. That's a taco.
Taco, yo.
Last time I went through Taco Bell, I had just gone to Taco John's to get potato Olays.
Right.
And then I went through Taco Bell.
That's fair.
I pull through and the Taco Bell lady sees the bag of Taco John's in my driver's side, like hands me the tacos, like, wait just a moment, sir. She disappears. She comes back with a big bowl of like potatoes.
They're Fiesta potatoes.
Yeah, she's like, here, I see that you probably like those potato Olays. Here, try these.
Yeah.
No,
they're pretty good. They're not potato Olays. Right. I thought that story was going to be like she came back with a shotgun.
With a gun. Right. Yeah.
Turns out that lady was Taco Bell avatar.
Man, that's good customer service, but
yeah, no, it's great customer service.
You know what's better customer service? Just make some fucking potato Olays, dude.
Pretty much.
Come on.
I'd never been to a Taco Bell until I moved to Murray.
Really?
And I went through Taco Bell and I asked for potato Olays.
And they were like, what the fuck?
They're like, excuse me? I was like, I'll just, you know.
Say that again.
Three star chef tacos. and some potato Olays. And like, I was super pissed when I just got chips. I was like, this sucks.
I've never been to a Taco Bell that has chips. What?
Just a bag of Lays.
Just give me a bag of wrap snacks. Come on.
Like in a fucking Ziploc.
My hometown, Snellville, Georgia.
Where everybody is somebody.
That's literally the official town motto.
Unless you're a snail. Is it Snailville?
Snail.
Oh, it's Snellville. It's forever Snailville to me.
Don't worry, everybody says that. Also, listen, I just have to. I never tell people that I'm from Snellville. I tell people I'm from Atlanta because I'm from the metro area. And if I tell people I'm from Snellville, it sounds like I'm from the fucking
from Snailville.
Yeah, it's.
I'm from Petticoat Junction.
Exactly. Yeah, you know. So in my hometown, we like 3 years ago got a Del Taco. And like, cool, Del Taco's. I thought that Del Taco had closed the fuck down.
Did
like,
they do that after they stopped making computers?
I see what happened.
Yeah, like Del Taco is bad.
Came up with that by myself.
I loved it. I legitimately loved it.
Jacob, in for the Del jokes.
Dude, I'm getting a Del Taco. I'm glad that guy has job security.
Just like it's not going to get any better for me.
Yeah, Jacob, you got a story?
Hey, I'm 33. Fuck you.
I can have all the tacos I want before 7.
8:30, thank you.
Nah, man. I don't ever come with a story.
Well, some of us come prepared.
Not me. No.
I did.
But Pretty Gatsby used to think I was hot.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
For a long time because she's like, Jacob, he's hot.
And no one ever thought that I was hot in high school.
Especially not that fucking drama teacher.
Well, she probably did.
That's the root of it.
That's where it all stems from.
And every time I would bring up Pretty Gatsby, then you'd always, yeah, Pretty Gatsby.
Man. Yeah, but that drama teacher, hey, Kim McFarlane, in case you're listening.
Wow.
And if you have anything to say to me, I would love for you to say it. You can feel free to go drop me an email, go to my fan page on Facebook.
Jacob, how many likes do you have on your fan page?
I mean, that's not
more,
really
more than Tad Podcast. Like, way more than Tad Podcast.
I bet you have more than Kim McFarlane or whatever the fuck your name is.
Yeah.
Kim McFarlane?
You know, it's just...
Jacob's got fans. I was the admin of that page for a short time.
What?
Jacob's got some fans. Because I remember I checked my phone. I would get the alerts from the Jacob York fan page on my phone. I got one and I checked it and it was a steamy proposal after Jacob did Angry Fags about a guy who really wanted to get with Jacob.
No, after I did Ernest in Nashville and he was...
I wish you hadn't said that.
Why?
Because... I remember when you did Ernest, and I mentioned it on the show, and I made that wonderful Ernest P. Worrell joke, right? Right. Everyone remembers that that old chestnut.
Let's take you back to episode 107.
I was rewatching the Zach Galifianakis special on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it like in a very long time, and that joke is in there, and I. Saw that and my heart just like broke into like 1,000 pieces.
You stole a joke.
It was one of those where it just like, I guess it just sat in there or something. Yeah. And then like it sat in there long enough and then it just came out and I was like, this is mine.
This is yours.
Yeah. And it's like my brain was just like, it's yours. It's fine.
Mark Maron did an episode about that. Kind
really?
Of thing. Like the second to last episode of his last season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just said a joke on Conan. He's like, yeah, it's a pretty good joke of mine. Is it a joke of mine? Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah. He stole it from like a subpar comedian that just like his one good bit.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, there's no moment of shame.
But that's great because this gave you an opportunity to like.
Yeah. I'm glad because I'd already forgotten about it and then you said it and I was like, oh, this is my end. I have to absolve myself.
To apologize to Mr. Galifianakis.
Yes, I'm sorry. My career is much more prolific than yours. That's so much so that I can't even pronounce the word right.
Much more prolific.
It's so porous.
Much more porphyrated. Super Mario World. Yeah. All right. Dave, do you hear that?
Man, I just want to keep talking about other stuff. I'm sorry.
Fine with it.
This is like so much better than when we talk about games.
We can do.
I think our audience will 100% agree.
I say we just bullshit for an hour and then release that as another Shit Monday.
Oh, we've already got that hour.
Yeah.
That hour is already in the bank.
I do need to say something. At this point, Jacob's name has been said a lot, but even when he was introduced, he was never referred to as Jacob. Of Will Fighting fame.
Well, because that's kind of bullshit.
But I just I want to make sure that everybody knows who he is talking.
It is Jacob.
The entire reason she's saying this is because she wants a nickname.
No, that actually was not.
Oh, that reminds me. I came up with a great nickname for Chandra, which we probably already have given her.
Yep.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
So hey, Chandra, glad you like that.
Hope you like that. Yeah. We know you love that so much.
Oh man, as I remember that episode.
Oh, it was classic.
The best episode.
Now this is kind of becoming like a clips episode because that's the second time where we've been like, remember that episode?
Well, that's kind of like, I mean, we do that a lot. I do that a lot.
Why are we walking
that's
this?
That's my crutch.
Too many cooks.
God, that joke is so played out, Galen.
That was so 5 weeks ago.
Anyway.
I remember when I saw that way before Thanksgiving.
Weeks and weeks ago.
I do hear that, Tyler. I do whatever that is.
What is it?
It's the casual banter train.
The casual banter train. I love the more that we do this, the more your focus is drifting towards Laura, correspondent Laura, who's playing Earthbound.
Yep.
And not and just grinding. she's not like playing like an interesting part of the game. She's just battle, walk around,
just
heal,
beating
battle.
Up runaway dogs.
Yeah, she's shooting dogs and goats.
She just beat a runaway dog, you guys.
She's all right, guys. Up a dog. Super Mario World.
Oh man.
or as it's known in Japan, Super Mario Warudo. Subtitled Super Mario Brothers 4. That's right. They called it Super Mario Brothers 4.
Is that what 4 is in Japanese? Warudo?
No, actually, the subtitle is Super Mario Burazuzu Fo.
Oh, okay.
So Fo. There's that. Fo. It's a 1990 platform video game developed and published by Nintendo as a pack-in launch title for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It's the fifth game in the Super Mario series. Development was handled by Nintendo Entertainment Analysis and Development, which was led by Miyamoto, who directed the game along with Takashi Tezuka. And then it talks about pretty much the game. So I imagine we'll probably get to that.
Get into this, the deep story.
All right.
Because I'm surprised it's not titled like Mario Adventure in Dinosaur Land, because that's the world, right? Dinosaur Land?
Yeah. It's not in the Mushroom Kingdom. We're not in the Mushroom Kingdom anymore. If that wasn't their marketing campaign, then they really missed the point on that.
Because, of course, this game came with the Super Nintendo, and I did not appreciate it at the time that I had it.
Oh, man.
Like, at all. Did not appreciate it.
Well, because it came with the system.
It came with it. Yeah, I didn't think it couldn't be any good. They're just gonna just giving you a game.
Who's heard of this Mario guy?
Yeah.
Mario.
He's not even Union.
This isn't going to be Mario 3. He doesn't even have the raccoon tail. This didn't care about it.
Fuck
enough
this non-furry. This non-furry Mario.
I'm going to go ahead and get the big thing out of the way right now. This is rated 5 on IGN's Top 100 Super Nintendo Games.
Yep.
It's a safe choice, but I think this should be rated number 1.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too. I don't know that there's any game on Super Nintendo that I've devoted more time to, that I've had more fun with, that I think sort of... And I think that this was a step forward in a way that, in the same way that Mario 64 was. I think that sort of...
But less annoying.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. But I feel like every sort of like first pack-in game is almost like Nintendo's mission statement. Like, this is what we are trying to do with this. Here are the advances that we are trying to give you, which is why, like, I feel like the main thing that Super Mario World sort of brought to the table was the art style to this game and the cartoony way that they went about it. It's still beautiful today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is not something that you can say for 99% of NES games.
Well, and here's also the thing about it being a pack-in game and being as good as it is, like, considering this is like one of the first games developed for the system, it looks and plays better than a lot of the games that were published for
it almost
that system.
It's not fair to any other platformer that's ever been on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because it's the best.
Because it sets such a high bar, and it was the first. And
I know, Galen, you loved it, right? Right?
Guys,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about playing this game when you're an adult and you've never fucking played it before.
Yeah, it's
fucking
amazing.
Hard as shit. It is.
Yeah, Laura had never played it the other day, and it was comical. Wiley was getting frustrated watching her.
Hard as shit. Because, and here's the thing. I have, like, never played any video games. I played, like 5 minutes of an X-Men video game that my sister had when I was, like, 18.
You qualified them.
Mutant Apocalypse, probably.
I have no idea. It was episode number
47.
It was an Xbox game. It was an Xbox game.
Recorded in my apartment in Atlanta.
Your submarine.
But, like, oh, my God. Even, and just, like, the mechanics of it, like... Because I'd be like, this level's fucking killing me. And I'd hand it to Jacob and be like, prove to me that this is possible. Prove to me that this can be done. And then I will go back and do it again. And, like, he would have Mario just fucking running and jumping over things and jumping on things. And then I would try to do it and be like, I'd run for, like, literally less than a second and I'd smack into something and fall down and die. And I was having to, like, literally walk through step by step by step and be like, and just do everything a step at a time and be like, okay, well, now I figured out how to jump to this, but when I try to jump to the next one, I'm going to fall and die. So I'm going to practice, like, jumping to this next thing for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get it. And then once I've moved on to that point where I've jumped to this thing, now I have to jump to the next thing.
And that sounds exhausting
to watch. It was exhausting. And it ended up being, for me, it ended up being all about like just the mechanics of it.
Did you ever make it through a level like before the time ran out?
She ended up making it through the first two lands. She made it into the
like was
time, like vanilla dome.
Yeah, vanilla dome.
Like, did the time limit on the levels like ever like?
I had no idea there was a time limit.
So that's good.
So,
that's really good.
Yeah.
So you were doing a lot better than you may think.
Well, but
Laura,
more than likely. Well, what would happen often is that she would get far enough and get to the midway point. And
but
then
it would,
die.
It would okay. take and me. So, it would take me like, I mean, we're talking like 20, 25 minutes to a half an hour of going over and over and over and over and over and over before I even hit the halfway point. And then it would take me 25 minutes to a half an hour going from the midway point to the end. And I was ready to lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah, I bet.
It's the kind of thing that I was like, I don't see how kids have the patience for this, but also I feel like if I had learned it as a kid, I wouldn't have gotten so frustrated.
Yeah.
So I just would have done it.
You don't forget those skills. You don't that just becomes your base of operating knowledge for all video games because it applies across the board.
Yeah. And the thing that is so interesting to me watching her play it, watching someone who is a complete video game novice playing it, is the little stuff that we all as video game players take for granted that I had to explain to her, such as the idea, like she kept talking about how she was falling off blocks and dying. And I watched her play it and I was like, well, why don't you just move, like self-correct whenever you jump and you feel like you're going too far, like come back the other way.
Like move in the air.
She had no idea that you could do that, which is something that we all take for granted that we can do that whenever we are jumping in video games. Because you can obviously do that in real life.
Well, to the point where it's frustrating when you can't do that in a video game.
Yeah.
But it's also like purely the mechanics of running. So hitting X to run and jumping and hitting the B button at the same time. I was like, this is impossible. This can't be done. How the fuck does a person do this? And on top of that, trying to, Jacob would do it and be like, I'm running. And I'm going to catch this turtle shell in my mouth. And now I'm going to spit it at something. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing catching a turtle shell in your mouth? Like, I can't even think of it. Or like, he's like, well, you can shoot fireballs. And I'm like, I can't think about shooting fireballs. I'm just trying to land on something. I'm trying to jump over this guy instead of running smack into him 35 times in a row.
When the idea that like you don't have to kill everyone on the level, and the idea that you don't have to get every coin on the level, you just have to get to the end of the level. That's your goal in Mario. And like the goal is not, and it's so interesting to think about, like, oh yeah, the goal is not to kill everything on the level. The goal is not to collect as much as you possibly can. The goal is just to get to the end.
Is that the Voight Kampff test? Like, is that like if you kill every enemy and like collect every coin in a Mario level, you're a replicant?
That's pretty good.
So yeah,
remember when we did that Ready Player One episode?
Yeah.
That was great.
Clip show.
Well, like, so to be said, I think whenever I crave a Mario game, whenever I wanted to sit down and play a fun game, I can always turn on Super Mario World and knock out 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And I know exactly where that 3 hours is for me.
Yeah.
It's the Force of Illusion. Mm-hmm. Like that, I can get to the Force of Illusion, and then every time I'm playing this game, I get to that point. And I'm like, man, I look down at the clock. I'm like, shit, I've been playing this game for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set the controller down and I won't play Super Mario World again for like a year.
Yeah.
And then when I pick it back up, I'm like, well, starting from the beginning. And then I'll play for 3 hours. I'll get to the end of the Forest of Illusion and be like, all right.
Yeah.
That was a good game. And I'll set the controller down. When I was a kid, I would just Star Road it. You're right. I mean, I would Star Road it from the beginning.
Blue Yoshi, Star Road.
Beat the game in like, I don't know, 12 levels or something like that, and then call it a day. But I don't know. As an adult, there's something freeing about being able to like play Super Mario World and not finish it and not give a fuck. Because that is something I could not do as a kid.
Yeah.
That would just like eat away at my very being. Like I'd be sitting in class being like, shit, I gotta get home. I gotta get home. Yeah. And I gotta get past the Force of Illusion.
Do you remember the first time you beat it?
I don't remember the first time I beat it. Do you?
I remember vividly the first time I beat it.
Yeah?
I remember the first time like going across the world. I'm enjoying it. It's a fun game. I hit Chocolate Island and I can see the airship from Mario 3 crashed in the center.
Oh, yeah.
And like as a kid, like I flipped out. Oh, that was amazing. And then after I kill Wendy and then I see the level just crawl around, that Bowser statue moves, opens its mouth, and you see the level appear on the airship. Fuck, I went. That was like... That moment is like seeing the Green Ranger fucking come down, some of the Dragonzord, like the microcosm of my childhood. Those few Rangers. Moments. Go, Green Ranger. Like, I remember, oh, God. And then going, it's a long-ass level. It's not really a good level to play, level. But after you get through it, go down into the final stage where it's just like the rock music and Bowser and flashing lights and just the few levels and that one castle to get there.
And you can see him flying around
in
his clown ship above the castle.
I remember when I actually got in the castle and you're having to pick the different levels, like the 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, and try. I remember I did that over and over, trying every one, trying to find the best one. I remember like standing up. Like, I'm in, like, I'm a little kid, so I'm in my whitey tighties, and I'm standing up, and I'm playing, and I'm just, like, sweating. Because my heart is racing, and I'm, like, so excited playing this game.
Fucking boner.
Yeah, I was about to say, just raging.
I'm like, Golden Boy getting out of the pool. It's just...
I would like to pause the podcast. I'd like to recreate that and take a photo. You know how they like recreate old photographs like on Reddit, like it's like 30 years later or whatever. Yeah. I wish that you had a photograph of you like playing Super Mario World.
I am willing to bet I do.
We gotta recreate that.
Oh man.
Oh man. That is not a good picture. If there's one of me fully clothed, I'll do it. Just me in my underwear.
Like the underwear like,
I may
that
have
you
that
wore,
same underwear right? somewhere.
Your mom probably does in the attic, right? Yeah.
But I remember and then clearing those levels and then the one where it's just like the strawberry on top of the level and you can hit the lights on and off.
Yes.
I remember going through that and jumping over the only stage like the ninjas from Mario 2 appear, little star ninjas. Uh-huh. Jumping over those, getting through that, and then just standing on that open castle, just the roof, and you just see the slowly lower down Bowser in that, and this clown ship, and then you see Princess scream for help, and the rock music comes down, and then memorizing those patterns going from side to side.
Throwing the Mecha Koopas at you.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you how happy it made me to see the, I think it's called a ninji, from what you mentioned from Super Mario Brothers 2. Yeah. That made me like, that legitimized?
Legitimated.
Pretty sure.
Into it.
That re-legitimated. That legitimized like my...
Legitimized?
Holy shit. You guys? I'm pretty sure.
Okay, John.
I'm having a stroke. Legitimated.
Legitigated.
Legitimated.
I love that was in there because like the game acknowledged the existence of Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I feel like even at that time had already been like, let's just pretend like this game didn't happen.
Let's leave Shy Guys in the cartoon. It's
right, fine. Exactly.
Yeah.
Shy Guys.
It was, I feel like Super Mario World was, and it's purposeful, I believe, that it's world, that it brings everything together, everything of these last three games, because it's like, you know, we have enemies from Super Mario Brothers 2, and also you can fly. You can't fly with the same way that you could fly before, but you can fly, and, you know, there's just so much stuff, and there's so much stuff that we use today. Like, Yoshi is my favorite Nintendo character. And
your Smash Brothers main.
Yeah, yeah. He's my number one Smash. And I...
Do the impression.
Lossle.
There you go. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever heard you do that. Your Wario is really on point, too.
Yeah, thank you. I can't do it. That one's too much pressure. That one, and I have to get loud for it. So
perfect.
But yeah, gosh, I just love this game so much, and it's so fun. And also the like playing through with Galen was really eye opening. Especially going through the ghost houses and stuff.
God, the ghost houses.
Yeah.
The ghosts are fucking adorable.
Right?
They're so cute, guys. That's something that like is really important to me to talk about. The ghosts are fucking cute. But they're like, they're fucking cute. And then you look at them and they're like, nee. But then some of them.
Like what?
Nee. But then there are some of them. Like, I don't know, 1 in 10 are just staring at you the whole time like, what the fuck is up with those guys?
They just want to remind you that they are in fact ghosts.
They are ghosts. They're ghosts. But I fucking love the ghosts.
I have a really so important cute. Question about the cape. And this is specifically for you, Galen, because just like talking about catching turtle shells, watching Jacob catch turtle shells in his mouth and spit fireballs, what was your experience with the cape? Because I feel like the cape is one of the hardest mechanics in the game.
I never fucking got the hang of it. Like
I tried to describe to her, I was like, and you do this to dive bomb and you can
oh my fly god.
No
this
way. And, no, I mean
that's
like,
advanced. That's advanced Super Mario World.
I could like take off a little bit, but really what would always happen is that I would take off and I'd like hit the high point and then just drift down. There was no flying. It was more like, it was a lot more like a flying squirrel, like hang gliding kind of thing. And I couldn't keep it up for any amount of time. That was very frustrating. I like never used it. I never, because it frustrated me so much.
Because Wiley watched me play last night. I think he got frustrated when I would just get the feather and just fly through an entire level. Be like, that's cheating. It's cheating.
No,
you should play rides.
No. That is not cheating.
That's a fucking, no way. No way.
I mean, maybe it's not honorable, but it's not cheating.
The thing that I would do is
Mario
I would,
Ronin.
The thing that I would do is I would get the feather because that gave me an extra
Hit.
Yeah, it gave me an extra hit. So I would collect the feathers and be like, I can fucking jump and I don't have to worry about hitting jump exactly at the right moment. If I hit this guy in this spot, it's okay. That was a lot of what it was for me, was that it became like calculations, because I also like didn't like, I wasn't used to how long it took to jump. So I was bad at timing, like, okay, well, I'm going to have to jump at exactly this moment to hit this guy. Because a lot of times what would happen is I would jump in the air and be just enough on the downswing that it wouldn't count it as a jump. So I'd hit whatever enemy I was trying to jump on, and it would fucking kill me. And I was like, I was trying to fucking jump on that thing. I was trying to jump on it. I had jumped.
There were so many times where I would be playing XCOM or whatever on my laptop, and she'd be playing on the DS, and I would just hear her be like, I jumped.
And what ended up happening was just that I would jump and like hit it in midair, and it would be like, no, you died. And I was like, I did that on purpose.
I can't tell you how happy that makes me, because like that proves to me that that's not just a kid thing.
Right.
Because like I used to do that. I used to like throw tantrums, and it's like, it's fucking cheating. And I would throw the controller and be like, I jumped on him.
Right.
Yeah. I like that it's replicated also when you're 26.
I get so fucking mad.
The football players.
The football players.
What the hell is up with those guys? They are idiots. They're so rude. So fucking rude.
And the thing that I kept telling her was like,
gotta spin jump.
Like, you do have to
gotta spin jump.
But like the thing about Mario World is that you like it rewards you entirely dependent upon your skill level, and it never cheats. It is like one of the tightest games you will ever play in your life. So it is 100% that, you know, we all have moments where we think, that's fucking bullshit. Mario World. But no, Mario World.
God bless you, Mario.
Is entirely as good as you are.
That's the bar, right?
Yeah.
I've got to say, it's. I had fun playing it, and I was getting very frustrated, but I had a lot of fun playing it. And like, the only other games that I've ever really played are cell phone games, and like, you know, like Candy Crush And
fake girl gamer, am I right, you guys?
No, totally.
No comment.
Guys, hashtag Gamergate. Is that still happening?
No comment. I don't even want to talk about
Gamergate. It's December. Is Gamergate still a thing? Future?
Oh, it is. Trust me. Game journalism. We're probably going to milk this for another 2 years.
Right.
Actually, it's about ethics in games journalism.
But it's an ethics question. But like,
I don't. Please don't dox me. Please don't dox
You're
me.
You're a man.
I'm sorry.
You're not
going to
get doxed. Now I'm gonna get doxxed. But like the only other game that I've ever spent any time on, not a video game, but is Angry Birds. And like for the 6 months that I was living in New York, what I would do on the subway is I would put my phone on airplane mode and I would play Angry Birds. And the thing about it was that it was all about physics. And so it was all about like figuring out the patterns and, you know, exactly how much am I going to have to do that. And honestly, I felt like I was doing that with Mario World. I don't know, it seems like this is not how Jacob played it. Because Jacob, when he would do a level, he was just like running and jumping and shooting things. And whereas when I was doing it, I was so bad at the mechanics that it had to be about like, I will jump at this exact moment. And then I will jump again at this exact moment. And then I will grab this mushroom and this feather. And if I die, like I would go back and I would have to try to do it all again in the exact same order with the exact same timing.
I think that's right though. Like I think that's how everyone starts out playing Super Mario. Because I remember doing that. And it's like it's part of like the game training you. You need this thing so you can do this thing. But it's like once you've done it. Once you've figured it out and you figure it out for the entirety of the game, then I feel like this is going to sound really trite.
Is it stupid to say it's jazz?
That's where I was going. Because I know. That's why I was like, I know this is super trite, but it's like once you like have got those fundamentals mastered, now all of a sudden you can fucking freestyle the game.
Yeah, you can play. You can play. And that does make so much sense. It's like with anything, you have to learn the basics before you can really like, there's freedom in the technique. You know.
Exactly.
And what is jazz exactly?
Bullshit.
Okay.
Okay. I love Supreme, John Coltrane, part one, acknowledgement.
Now I'm going to get doxxed by the jazz musicians.
Actually, it's about ethics and jazz journalism.
Tenor Madness, am I right, guys?
Ken Burns.
Yeah,
Palaces.
It's at one point.
Switch
hold on.
Palaces.
Switch
the famous jazz trio, Switch Palaces.
Fuck, man. We have to start our jazz.
One of us
Mario
dresses in red,
band.
The other in blue. With exclamation marks. Like our ties are just exclamation marks. We're pretty cool.
Man, that's a good idea.
Watch out, Dragon Con. We're gonna learn how to play saxophones and we're gonna show
I mean, even still, those would just be good Dragon Con costumes. Just to
the
go
Switch Palaces.
Switch Palaces.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Are you in?
If anybody
Now
we can't steals this idea.
Yeah,
you're
but see,
dicks.
We can't air this now.
Shit,
we got to put it in the vault.
But one thing that I thought about for her for a second was, well, shit. Of course, she doesn't have that basis. She doesn't have the. Oh, I've played video games for so many years. Maybe I should make her play Super Mario Brothers just to get an idea of it, which would have been an awful idea because Super Mario Brothers is so much harder.
I agree.
So much harder than Super Mario World.
And I think, but I don't think it's harder to learn. Really? Like, I think that's the difference. Like, I think Super Mario Brothers, the
when
original
you just
for
have
the
to
NES.
Deal with jump.
Exactly. Because you're just learning some very basic things.
No,
you're learning.
That makes
you're
sense.
Learning when to run, how to run, when to jump, and how to jump. You're dealing with a limited number of power ups. You've got the star, and you've got the flower, and then like every Mario game after that, just kind of like
added complexity.
Builds on
added
that.
Complexity.
Because last night Laura spent the whole night like she only wanted to use two buttons, so having to teach her to use all four was just like what? Yeah. Four buttons?
Right?
Yeah. No.
It's hard. I mean, like, really, like, pressing multiple buttons at the same time was a mind fuck. It was so, oh my God, it was so.
I still never used the screw jump, ever.
Oh, it's super useful, like, very, very specific situations. But it's like, I mean, like, just a few situations, like those weird green orbs in the ghost house. You can spin jump those.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that and the football players.
She would.
Correspond to Laura, what?
She's like normal jump. She only used screw jump because she was just like, no, this is how you jump these two buttons.
Oh,
and
I
trying
can't.
To teach her to use normal jump is just like, nope.
Oh no, nope. I can't. Yeah, that's a challenge right there. Get through the game using only screw jump. Yeah.
Galen was like, my hands aren't big enough. And I'm like, I played this when I was 8. Your hands are totally big enough, I promise you.
To be fair, your hands are always been that size.
I have very small hands. I have child-sized hands.
Did you ever do the Thanksgiving turkeys when you were 8? Like, did you draw the turkey around?
I probably did.
I need you to find one of those. We need to get both of you back here and compare your turkey drawing to Galen's hand.
I'm going to say, like, we have a menorah of, it's my two hands, fucking Jews, am I right? It's my two hands with the thumbs together.
Oh, those are turkeys kissing.
Shamas. Yeah, but it's like, I was probably like 8 or 9.
If you're Jewish, you make a menorah. If you're going to heaven, you make two turkeys.
But my like little menorah hands are so fucking tight. And my mom puts it up every Hanukkah. It's one of our Hanukkah decorations.
That's
it's
so
like,
cute.
Yeah, it's like these little, I think I did it at church because I went to a Unitarian church. That's a whole nother issue.
They're like, do whatever you want.
No, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I went with her.
Galen and Meg talk about religion. We'll make that happen.
That's a weekly podcast.
I went with her.
Gamtar. Galen and Meg talk about religion. Gamtar.
Gentile cast. We'll work it out.
We're just spitballing.
I went with her during Easter. That was it. For a service to the Unitarian Church. And I was...
Unitarian Universalist.
And I was... Because, I am a Christian, and at a certain point, I wanted to stand up and be like, are we going to talk about Jesus at all?
And here's the thing. And here's the thing. It was a Jesus-heavy Unitarian service. Like,
and it was just at one point they were like, and also Christ.
Yeah, I was about to say, cool. He was mentioned.
When you're talking Unitarianism, you are oftentimes talking about people who... fled Christianity. Yeah. You are oftentimes talking about people who grew up Christian
and
went
to
something else.
The system has destroyed
them. Or you're talking about people like me who grew up non-Christian, and growing up non-Christian in America.
In the South. Particularly
in the South can be very, very...
I'm surprised you're alive.
Well, yeah. It can make you feel like a mega outsider. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you've got either adults who can be really bitter about Christianity or kids who can be really bitter. And so a lot of times it's a like, well, we're not going to mention him. So like our Easter service was like, yeah, he was brought up like several times. Like not enough considering that it's like Easter. And like that's what it is.
It's the most important thing that's ever happened.
but the service starts as all services do in this church with our minister ringing a Buddhist meditation gong, a Buddhist meditation bowl. And she's ringing the bowl, and Jacob turns to me with this like big eyed look of like, this is crazy. And I'm like, oh, this is weird in church? Like someone, I guess this is kind of weird. I'm not Buddhist, but the minister is starting the service by ringing a Buddhist meditation bowl. Oh, okay. And I guess that might be kind of weird. I don't know. This is totally normal for me.
Everyone rise. We're going to play the opening hymnal. Here's some Santana.
Yes. The final,
Here's some
Primavera. The choir.
Man, the best Santana song. Let me just say.
Our choir.
God, you're so smooth.
Just like the ocean from the moon. No, our.
The emotion when I praise you.
You're not going to do better than that. Ride that crest.
Yeah. Well, of course, and my favorite joke about Unitarians is, do you know why the choir in a Unitarian church sounds so bad? It's because everybody's reading ahead to try to make sure they agree with the words. Meg's gonna laugh Meg really hard at that.
Yeah, this is
Meg,
sorry.
Meg's gonna love that joke. There's
Meg,
like,
Meg, Blake, and Wiley will all enjoy that.
There's five Unitarian. This is my spitballing here. There are five Unitarians that listen to Tadpog.
You are being generous.
That are
I think.
On the floor right now. Galen, they are screaming.
Galen,
laughing so
we
hard.
Have five listeners.
Oh, yeah. And we're all here.
Yeah. It's, like, it's everyone in this room.
That's just my guess. That's my guess.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into Unitarian.
Yeah,
cast.
This got like.
Do you think Mario's Unitarian, or is that more like a Luigi thing? You like how I brought that back?
Mario's Catholic.
I was gonna say they're Italian. They're Catholic.
I don't know. I feel like they're kind of estranged.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Like, if you like went into a pipe and were sucked into a completely different world where there were like toadstools,
you just
and
start
talking
fucking
dinosaurs,
everything. Am I right?
I think besides fucking everything, but it's like I don't know.
A
like,
world with no consequences.
I don't. It would definitely fuck with my conception of
like
religion.
Constantly, they're constantly being revived.
Yeah, dying
over and over.
Yeah,
again.
I don't know. I don't know what it says.
I'm glad you brought that up because when Jacob, when you said earlier that you were talking about the difficulty, I think that's actually one of the reasons that Super Mario World is an easier game. The Super Mario Brothers is because there's so much flexibility. Because I remember playing this game as a kid. When it got really tough, I always knew it's okay because I can go back to a stage that has a one-up mushroom.
I can go back to
very early
level.
In the game. Right.
Yeah.
And then I can just farm that mushroom for like 15 minutes and get like 30 lives and then continue on.
The last level that I was on, I don't remember where I stopped. I was on like somewhere between like 12 and 15 was where I stopped. But in order to get through that level, literally every single time I would start it over, I would go all the way back down, like climb down the ladder and walk over here and go over the bridge, get two feathers, and then climb back up the ladder and go. And I think I did that like 30 times, just going all the way down and stacking up on my feathers and going all the way back up.
First top secret area.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to show you this. And then like fucking flew through everything. And I was like, oh, I hate everything right now.
Welcome to farming. Like that's that's a video game staple.
Got any achievements for this game?
Oh wow, we're done.
What?
What?
Wow.
How long have we been doing
sudden?
This?
It's been Well, I started recording it like after the stories, and I've got 44 minutes.
Oh man, I want to keep going.
I don't know it. Well, it's,
we can break it into two.
We could.
let me tell you like how rare this is.
We
like
cut
usually
out
I'm looking at Tyler like, are we done yet? like we got time. What's the time look like? But then again, we've also
been
talking about Atari games. So it's like we've been done talking about the game. Like, and we don't have anything left to say. I guess we're gonna talk about our balls for 40 minutes and take some calls.
Balls.
Whenever I listened to Adventure, by the way, for the longest time, I was like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Everyone's heard of Adventure, and then suddenly it hit me. I'm thinking about Pitfall.
Oh,
like it took me a really long time to figure out. No, they're talking about a completely different game.
You can tell what Pitfall is.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I do remember. I had to search through my memory banks. But whenever you guys started describing the dragons, I was like, I have seen this before. I do know what you guys are talking about. But like
gamer cred.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well. Actually, it's about ethics and game journalism.
Does anyone have any achievements? Tyler?
I've got four.
Lay them on us, and I'll think of maybe.
So now, there's way more we could say about this game, but God, it's like, I feel like we could turn Super Mario World into several episodes, really.
We could have done Super Mario Month.
It's the best. To me, it is the best game that ever came out for the Super Nintendo.
The tricks of the Ghost House, the Forest of Illusion,
all the
bridges,
fucking secrets,
the levels, all the Star Road, the secret bonus levels that you get to after Star Road.
It is the
turning
first,
the world into fall.
Mm-hmm. It's the first game that I ever 100%ed.
See, I've never done that.
Oh man, I like that is the first game, and it was Super Mario Brothers 3 was the first game that I beat. Mm-hmm. World is the first game that I 100%ed, and it's. Wow. Like
there's so much fucking content in the game.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's like, you can play it on several different, levels. You could you can just go through, play the game, beat Bowser
and done.
Call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can sit down and like really peel back all of this hidden content that's in the game.
Remember the first time I saw the, I don't even know what you'd call them, Like the levels, the challenge levels after Star Road.
Tubular.
Tubular.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is the worst.
Oh, God.
All of those levels, like, hard, pretty hard.
Yeah.
Fucking Tubular.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I feel like we may have gotten well-deserved flack if we hadn't brought
Tubular specifically. Wow, yeah. Man.
And Mondo.
Mondo, yeah. Mondo, gnarly. Mm-hmm. I mean, but fucking Tubular.
Yeah.
Galen has to have no clue what we're saying.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're just quoting popular 90s terms.
You could be making things up. I have no idea.
I don't know. I think we're going to keep chipping away at it.
I will say, like, I enjoyed it. I don't really think that I have ever had the kind of patience it requires to get through a game like this. Because, like, even as a kid, we had a copy of, like, King's Quest V. And I did play King's Quest V on my computer. But there reached a point at some point where I needed to find, like, a gold fucking coin. And I seriously spent, like I would go back to this game and to the save point for like 2 or 3 years. And I never could get past it. I would get so frustrated. And of course that was like pre-internet, so I couldn't like look up a cheat code. Mm. And I just got so frustrated that I never completed it. And like those, you know, and there, I've tried.
So you're coming back on for King's Quest V.
Confirmed.
Fucking motherfucker. I had a copy of Titanic Adventure Out of Time, which was like, I fucking loved that game and I played it all the time, but reached a point where I was just never, and my best friend would play it too. And we would be on the phone with each other at our houses, like, and we couldn't get past this point. And then,
how do you build the iceberg? I don't know.
There's only room seniors, for one of us.
We were seniors in college, and she like dug her old copy out, had her brother set up one of their old Macs, and we found a playthrough guide online. Nice. 23 years old, and like we went through step by step, and I'm like reading it off of my laptop, and we fucking beat the game because we could never get past it. And I just get so frustrated. So like, I have never been the kind of person that I don't know how much more.
No, Galen, that alone, what you've just told me right there makes me say, okay, you're a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gamer traits that you just described.
No, but see,
in the last
paragraph. I feel like that is like, I don't have the patience for this shit.
No, exactly. No, like, it's the emotional journey that you went on. Like, yep. That is what made you a gamer.
Yep.
It's that. I mean, you like just...
You've emerged from the cruise.
So that's hilarious, because I was literally telling that story as a way to be like, this is clearly not my world.
You may keep dating this one, Jacob.
All right. Okay. This was all a test. I'm glad you passed.
Yes. Fucking yes.
It was going to be pretty bad if you were.
I got a really quick question. I feel like this is like not mentioning Tubular. I have to ask every one of you who your favorite Koopa Kid is.
Ludwig.
Okay. Ludwig.
Wendy.
Wendy. Galen, do you know what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
the bosses at the in the end of the levels.
I have no idea. I don't know who they were. I don't know names. They're only beat like two of them.
They're very important because like Mario kills them.
Oh God.
Because then Bowser has a child later on, Bowser Jr.
Yeah.
So this is like Superman snapping their necks. Like they disappear and then they reemerge later.
Oh, I killed a couple people then. That's sad.
Iggy's my favorite, clearly because he has glasses. Mm. So there, we're done. He's also the easiest to beat. So I like
in world, because I think he's like the last one in three.
Yeah, he got demoted.
Yeah. You were the anchor. You ruined this. Uh-huh. You butcher Castle on Yoshi's Island.
I'm glad that you asked that because I was thinking beforehand, I was like, that's a question. Surely that's a question that will come up. So I am really glad that you asked that.
I almost forgot it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't come in with notes.
Me too. Well, we're just, it's jazz.
This is one of these episodes where I guarantee you I'm going to be driving home after recording and being like, fuck, why didn't I mention this? Yeah. It's like so obvious.
We got all the talking points. You talked about the Koopa Kids, talked about Unitarianism.
Right.
We talked about cats and bigger cats.
And we talked about showing your tits for cigarettes. This is
classic Super Mario World. Everything that the Tadpog audience wants to hear.
We're so sorry, Miyamoto. We're so sorry.
We're so sorry. What artists is there, owe their audiences.
Is there anyone in gaming that you would like to meet more than Miyamoto? Like, just to say thank you. Like, is there someone out there? Is there a developer? Yeah? Okay.
For Earthbound.
But I feel like I'm with you on that wavelength because I think Miyamoto, like, would be a joy to meet. Like,
yes.
I know we talked about Bill Murray earlier, like, off the mics. Like, I feel like meeting Miyamoto, like, especially, like, in the wild.
He's the Japanese video game Bill Murray.
Exactly. No, I feel that. Like, he's just kind of this, like, I mean, he's human, obviously, but, like, there's so much admiration, like, for Miyamoto that it's, if I were to meet him, especially casually, as opposed to, like, some kind of meet and greet or something. Like, I feel like that
you see him on the street.
You're going to a cat cafe in Japan.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
He's there petting the Norwegian forest cats. You just have a conversation with Miyamoto.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he's such an interesting, innovative, joyful guy that, I mean, I would love to meet that guy. I would love to meet him. That's all. That's all I have to say about meeting Miyamoto.
I would love for us to just none of us say anything else.
Well, I can read my achievements. Can we read my achievements?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
See if you think of any in the meantime.
All right, fine.
Ghosts and Goblins Redux. You unlock that by beating the world again in Autumn World.
Okay.
Turning the whole world to fall past Star Road.
What?
Yeah.
It's things get
all fucking... All the turtle shells turn to pumpkin heads. The whole world is fall colors.
This is crazy.
Cats and dogs living together.
Trent Reznor. You unlock Trent Reznor by beating all of the Reznor beasts.
Okay. I love it.
Wow. It's weird. I mean, I thought that was weird as a kid.
I love hearing you unlock Trent Reznor. Like, that's like he becomes a playable character. Like, you know what? You can't play as Toad, but you can play as Trent Reznor.
9-inch horns.
You have to be listening to the Social Network soundtrack as you're playing, though.
Well, that's always how we do it.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Are you guys not always listening to the Social Network soundtrack like I am?
Let's see. I guess there are those weird castles where they're the mini boss of the Reznors, which look like dinosaurs that spit fire, just turning in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're easy, yet if you let it go for too long, they're just impossible.
Oh, yeah, because the bridge just totally disappears under your feet. You gotta, like, you gotta.
So then you're trying to go underneath them and dodge stuff, trying to wait for them to come back in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Reznor. And let's see.
Fucking Trent.
Trent Reznor.
Let one live to tell the story. You unlock that by. There are two Koopa Kid castles that are skippable. So you skip at least one of them and let that one survive to tell the story of how you slaughtered the rest of their brothers and sisters. And then, good job, that was hard. And you get that when you beat Tubular.
There's a Tubular reference. Tubular. Nice. You guys have any achievements? Please give me like a few more minutes.
I don't, man. I never bring achievements to the table. Just like I never bring stories.
All right.
I mean, my achievements are going to be like,
jump.
Oh, you got that shell in your mouth, and then you kept holding on to the B button, and then you let go of it.
What's that one called?
Swallow it.
It's called... What
bad
the
toilet.
Fuck am I doing?
I've got one called Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's. In order to unlock that, beat Wendy Koopa. That's how you do that. Because you know he was a strict father.
He was a stern disciplinarian.
I made that work. I made that work. It took a little nosedive, but pulling up at the end, I feel like.
You're fine. You're good.
I have one. It's called Press R, and that is... If you beat the game as Luigi, beat the entire game as Luigi, because that's how you switch over to Luigi. You press R on the main screen.
Nice.
So press R.
There you go.
At least on the advanced version. I haven't played the original version.
I was about to say, I had no idea. You kind of blew my mind.
So on the
a little bit
here, I could be wrong. It's on the GBA version.
God, I hope you're not, because I hope you're 100% correct, because I would love it if there's something about Super Mario World that I have gone for fucking 24 years
and just did
and just
not know.
Didn't know it.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I was wrong.
He
was always an option for me to choose as I was as I was playing. He was always right there, and I was like, I'm just gonna fucking stick with this.
Green,
shit.
I can't even do that right now. I can't.
Can't do it.
I can't focus on anything. Can't even.
I'm just trying to eat tomatoes.
They're apples.
They look like tomatoes.
This was a big point of contention.
Well, the things that Yoshi eats?
Yoshi.
Here's the deal. I thought that they were cherries.
Thank God. Okay.
Of their berries.
To me, they're tomatoes.
All four of us think that they are different fruits that Yoshi eats.
I mean,
they're apples. They're hanging in a tree.
They are hanging in a tree. But my first instinct was when I saw them, I was like, oh, tomatoes. So that's what they are to me.
Fair. Fair point. Mm.
That's it.
Tyler.
We're breaking up.
Yes, Dave.
I already passed the test.
Hold on. Something important's happening. I feel like this needs to be documented and sent to strangers on the internet. Just kidding. Just kidding. You're all friends. You're all close friends listening. All five of you. We're a tight-knit group.
We're all going to the Unitarian Church Sunday. It's going to be a good time.
All okay. five of you listening legitimizes the fact that we do this every fucking three goddamn days. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard that just told the world how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it? And why?
See, Dave, I'm looking up at this tomato, berry, apple, cherry fruit. It's very low-hanging, but I'm going to grab it.
How the fuck did you grow that, by the way? That is a fucking abomination.
Dinosaur magic.
Yeah, it's not God's will.
And I'm going to give this game Mario's fucking mustache.
Oh, shit.
So, damn.
Yeah.
I gotta. Makes sense.
That's a good beard.
Yeah.
I feel like that's as legitimate as it could get. Mm-hmm.
But in the first 10 episodes parlance, you would probably give it like a proud red beard.
Yeah,
but
you're right. If I was going classic old school, yeah, bushy red beard. Because they were talking about on the Final Fantasy football group, like, I was listening to some old episodes and tell her what beard we get this. Brown beard. And that was it.
And then somewhere along the way, it's like, beard of bees. Someone thinking about a beard.
Tyler. The beard. Wow, that broke you.
The beard in a child's mind's eye.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I'm going new school on the glasses.
New school, okay.
Because the glasses, it's the lens of a camera that when you look through it, you can see things for what they really are.
I love that that followed. A kid thinking about a beard because it just like
that's more ridiculous.
The glasses.
You see things for what they truly are in this camera.
Tyler,
you didn't even give it like Roddy Piper's sunglasses from They Live, which is so that he can see things how they really are. You made it a camera.
A camera.
I was thinking about Fatal Frame, but when I was doing this.
Tyler, you have the soul of a poet.
Fucking Whitman over here.
Master of metaphor.
Glasses of truth.
So wait, hold on. Why these glasses, Tyrone?
Because I think it'd be pretty good.
I can't.
Some pretty good glasses, you know?
All right. Okay.
You can't tell me you found that you're not pretty stoked.
I'm really glad I got this.
Why are we all from Long Island all of a sudden?
We're plumbers from Brooklyn.
Hey, I am glad I got these.
Really good rationale. All right.
Okay, guys. I want to know how much this game is on Amazon.
This is difficult to say because I imagine the new version of like a standalone Mario sold separately has got to be a lot more than just a used copy of Mario.
Well, specifically, I want to know how much this game is used on Amazon currently. Tyler?
$2.50.
$2.50? Mm-hmm. Jacob?
I was going to say $3, so I'm sticking by $3.
Okay. It's kind of being a dick there, but it's
I know,
fine.
I'm
you
sorry.
I know. You prefaced it with you were already going to say $3. No one believes you, but it's fine. Galen?
I'm going to say $1.10.
$1.10.
Fucking Tyrone has a very small window.
I'm sorry, Tyler. I really am.
I'm sorry that your friends are such assholes.
Listen.
Actual retail value of Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo on Amazon used at the time of this recording is $15.67.
Wow.
Okay.
That's surprising. Much higher.
Yes, much higher than I even would have thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's such a common game.
Yeah. I guess because nobody's selling, maybe?
I guess.
Because people are like, no, this is good. Mine.
This is my game.
Mine.
I had this since I was six. Fuck you. you want this? $15.
Brooklyn is the nexus for Super Mario World. Yeah. Like, that's just like when you throw it away, like when your mom is like going through all your shit and she's like, throws all your stuff away.
Oh, mom, it's a Mario Kart.
Exactly. Anyone want to take a guess how much this game is new on Amazon?
I wouldn't even know how to calculate that. Like, I don't know what that looks like. New in the box.
New in
Super
box.
Mario World.
I have no clue.
$70.
Okay. $150.
Galen?
$85.
$300.
Whoa, okay.
$300. So,
that makes sense.
Cellophane that shit up and put it on eBay.
Yeah. Go to Office Depot. Like,
no box or anything. Just cartridge. Just shrink wrap.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So to miss the next episode, this has been a long one. We might just dice it up, have the next six episodes of Super Mario World. I don't know.
There you go.
That's a good we'll see. Idea.
Yeah. Because next,
week, I just had
next
a baby.
Week's Christmas, and you have a baby.
You have a beautiful baby.
Boy or girl.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. beautiful baby human.
Beautiful baby, full stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was our entire point of coming on was to give you guys enough episode material that you could take a couple of weeks off.
Like,
so.
Yeah, this is hopefully will last you through the rest of the year.
I can't tell you like
Merry Christmas.
How Catholic Hanukkah. I feel right now, like just realizing that I pretty much jinxed the birth. Like that's all I can think about now is just like this severe sense of dread.
Oh God.
Like I'm legitimately sweating right now.
Oh, eight kittens just fall.
This is the most adorable horror ever.
Like eight black olives tumbling out of the jar, just kittens just come pouring out of Nikki.
Oh, please, we can't. I can't. We have to end the show.
Okay. I get it.
I can feel like there's sweat on the back of my neck right now.
This is Tadpog, where we make no assumptions about the future.
Everything could end. The world could explode in a week. Who knows? We're done.
Take nothing for granted. Hold your loved ones dear.
We're all fatalists.
Tadpog, love those around you.
But you know what else we love? Five-star reviews.
Oh, man. Love five-star reviews. How many do you guys have by now? 1,200?
1,200. And Blake has almost fulfilled his vow of 1,000,000 Facebook likes. He's so close.
Yeah, thank goodness. He's really been working these last couple of weeks.
Working so hard. He loves us. So what a five-star written review on iTunes will do, give you some power, helps us out, gives you some control over the show, because then you suggest a game you want us to play, or a host you want for a certain show. Poor alternatives are Mercy Contact or an Alibi. But really, those first two, if you ask for a game, ask for a guest host. We promise we will get to that eventually.
Galen, have you done a five-star review yet? I'm putting you on the spot here.
I think I have.
Well, you may need to check
on
that shit.
I'll double check that. I'm pretty sure I have.
Okay, all right. Just
I'll double check.
Don't worry, you guys. I got us one more. You're welcome.
Don't worry, guys. We'll be back, just like Tyler said, with more Tadpog goodness. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. That's where, man, I don't know what these show notes are going to look like. We talked about so much. We might have like a application form for the for Unitarianism. Unitarianism. Mm-hmm. It's pretty great. I don't even know how to like say things.
It's pretty great. Judaism's great too. Just throw that out there.
So take your pick. We'll
Those are the two you get to pick.
I can talk to you about either of them.
We'll have all kinds of links to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's
I can talk to you about
important.
That also.
Sam lives in Buffalo. I'll have just a picture of Sam.
Yeah.
Great. Megalixir.
We might just have two links. One like link to Galen's contact information. She can answer like
all of your questions.
All the questions.
Because I'm going to get doxxed.
And then, well, right. And then Sam's contact information, just mm-hmm. really to annoy him.
Yeah.
Great.
Asking questions about New York.
Or Buffalo's.
Have you ever been to Times Square?
You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people there. They're doing a lot of cool shit. That's a good place to tell us how you feel about the show. Like, honestly. Lie about it on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. But if you have any, like, real grief, post it on Facebook. But really, honestly, just if you want to stroke our egos, that's 100% okay.
Stroke away.
Just because we don't have as many likes as Jacob.
Nope.
So that hurts a little bit. I mean, I'm happy for you, buddy.
He's a lot cleaner.
Really,
he's a lot cleaner. He has a broader audience.
I'm way
than we
cleaner.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I try. I really try and cultivate it. And
I have seen his bare ass on stage. Mm-hmm. But he's a lot cleaner than we are.
Well, I mean, it's not like his
scrubs it.
Not like his dick's out or anything.
Well, oh. I mean, it was. It, oh. You know, it wasn't. Oh. It was in a
sock.
Sock.
I know where you can get a dick koozie, but I'll talk to you about that
okay,
later.
Okay, cool. Off air.
Sally's Beauty Supply.
You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. Taco John's, I know you're on there. You've favorited a tweet that we were mentioned in.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You realize that we're on your radar. We're zeroing in on that. Sweet, sweet sponsorship.
That's fun.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
It's pretty great.
You can call us if you want. 270-883-2555. Leave us a voicemail. Leave us a text message. Keep it under 3 minutes. We love a bunch of things. We love questions about Golden Girls. We love mm-hmm. questions about video games. And more importantly, we love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles questions. Mm-hmm. So
you know what I love? I love the comparisons. I love it when people
the
call
parallels.
In. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, the parallels and be like, Ted Pug host could be this. What would they be? I love those.
I love those too. What I don't love is the fact that those could be like super, super funny if we like thought about it beforehand.
Yeah.
But they're still, they're pretty funny. I feel like our answers are, they're okay. But it's another one of those things where I'm driving home after recording and being like, ah, fuck.
We do okay given the circumstances. Yeah, but,
you guys should talk about that beforehand. Like, if you like those specifically.
That raises the bar a little bit, don't you think? Man. Significantly.
Well, but don't tell anyone that you're listening to them beforehand. Just be like, oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but here's a pre-written statement.
I'm okay with mediocre. Mm-hmm. That's the tadpog way.
You hand out towels, Jacob, okay?
It's why I have 625 likes, you guys.
Oh, damn.
That is a lot.
Not a lot.
Less than that's even less than a lot.
I know Khloe Kardashian has like 4.4 million, Jacob, but still 600 is a lot.
600 is a lot for me.
That's all I got.
Galen.
Yes.
Our theme song.
Like you want me to do it? Or like, do you want me to write one?
Oh, just what is it? Or what's the name?
They
and
have
who does
one.
It?
Whatever you want.
I have no idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob?
It's Moves by Sycamore Drive.
Boom. Mm.
Whoa. No idea what just happened.
Where can a link to that track be found?
In the show notes on tadpog.com.
Got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like I just...
Catch up
feel
crawling.
Like I just flamed the fuck out right at the end here.
Yeah. I mean, you canceled any good that we did earlier, but still, you're coming out neutral.
We got to start over.
From the top. Back to one.
Hello, internet.
So until next time.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, hold on. I want to make sure that the world knows that Galen also has a Facebook page.
Oh,
that
yeah.
They yeah,
can.
Oh,
yeah.
Do.
Yeah, she won like an award.
She won an award.
Yeah, I did.
Galen, what award did you win?
I won the Susie Bass Award for Best Actress in a Musical for Mary Poppins at the Aurora Theater.
Yay.
Shit, yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Where can they like your Facebook page, Galen?
Facebook.com/GalenC.
Galen C.
We'll have that in the show notes.
Yeah.
It's a Josh voice.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Classic.
Josh voice singing.
Okay.
In the style of Mary Poppins.
I'm gonna do Josh as Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. That's good.
All right.
So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
Lawson. 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 Lawson.